Hi. I am Fairy Albelia Beaumont, landowner of the largest house in the St. Suzanne district, on the Bourbon Island colony, to the southwest part of the Indian Ocean. I am not just a settler, I am one of the richest and most respected one. I would have made my father proud of me if he were still alive. I grow sugarcane on most of my properties, but also some coffee, corn, cloves. I also belong to the Colonial Council, whose meetings I presided over for 2 years. These debates are not really fun, but having a place in them ensures notoriety and power. And then it allows me to avoid some boring dinners that my wife likes to organize every week in company of these Lazarist brothers. Fortunately, I am a passionate botanist and I'm keen on orchids. I brought back dozens of varieties from my travels. I love seeing them bloom. All these colors brighten my mood. I would spend hours watching them. Among these orchids, I brought back one from America, named Vanilla. It is a liana that offers such a delicate flower of a soft white and green. My plants had been given to me by Don Alejandro. In principle, the plant provides fruits in the form of brown sticks. Once dried, they are used for pastries. Sir Smith de St. Paul explained to me recently that his great aunt perfumed his English creams. But to my great despair, the insects responsible for fertilizing the flowers of this orchid do not exist in the colony. Every year I contemplate its flowers and I lament when they go off. I had resigned myself. At least the flowers were beautiful. I resigned myself until Edmund, my little Negro boy, told me that he had succeeded in reproducing the work of the insects. Needless to say, that I did not believe him for quite a moment. But during one of our walks, I found that there was a pod in formation. I couldn't believe my eyes. Edmund kept on saying that he was the author. I was torn between the happiness of what the sight of the pod gave me and the desire to pull the ears of this little scoundrel. I then chased him quickly with a slap in the head. At dawn, I went back to the fields the next morning and summoned him to follow me and show me his technique if he was really the author. I had to face the evidence when, having reproduced the appropriate gestures, several days later I saw the pod's form. My joy was immense. I danced on the spot, laughing out loud and carrying Edmund on my shoulders. Beyond the pleasure of this success, I quickly glimpsed the possibilities that this discovery will bring me. One more recognition and economic power, of course.